It's now time for a annual edition of Game Pass or Pass. It has nothing to do with Microsoft's Game Pass service, where we normally talk about games that are Microsoft's Xbox game service and tell you which games to pass to your friends, which games to simply pass on by. But this week we have a sponsored episode. We sold out, like we always do, to Activision, now owned by Microsoft. So I guess in a way this does kind of, it finally, look, we were just ahead of the curve like 6 years. That's all it was. We knew that Microsoft was going to buy Activision. So that's how we knew that we needed to cover Call of Duty. Just came up with that on the fly. I am Corey. I'm joined by the man with the completed battle pass, Basher.
Never in a million. You could not pay me actual money to complete their battle pass. That's ridiculous. Like, what do you even get? What's on it? More guns? Like, that no one uses?
You get to be Spawn. Like, literally.
I mean, that's not cool. I'm not going to lie to you.
I just, like, it's just like, yo, original Xbox Soul Calibur 2 called. They want their Spawn back.
Wait, what's the, Xbox loves Spawn. Like, it's just like.
Yeah, he's so edgy. We're here to talk about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. We had some codes provided by Activision, and we're going to talk about what we feel about this game, how we feel about Call of Duty in general. Because believe it or not, we like Call of Duty.
Who's we?
I know that. You don't pretend you don't like Call of Duty all of a sudden.
Wait. Don't pretend like I do all of a sudden.
You do. Look, we've had many conversations on this show. I stand by
every other year's Call of Duty, and it's fine. I don't think I'm on record as liking.
No, I'm fairly certain.
I want it. You know what? Rub it in my face. Find it.
I will
add it into the recording here.
I will. Maybe. We'll see. Normally I bring up the details, but we don't have details on this one. You know what Call of Duty is. So let's talk about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, not the original Modern Warfare 3, the new Modern Warfare 3.
Well, I mean, all right. So I'm going to talk about it as honestly as I can. The first time I booted this game up was to play multiplayer with you, and you threw me into a zombies game. And the zombies game was not zombies at all. It was Warzone with some zombies in it.
But let's just call it War Zombies.
But also some regular AI, like non-zombies in it. So it wasn't...
Yeah, it was weird.
It wasn't zombies at all, so I was already thrown back. Like, I'm just like, okay, this is not what I signed up for at all. I mean, a lot of times when it comes to Call of Duty, if I play nothing at all, I'll at least put some time into zombies because it's dumb fun and it's just you and your buddies and that's it. You don't have to deal with anyone else. I feel like this year they even ruined that for me.
This year's weird in general. Like, I don't know if you follow the Call of Duty lore, but so this game basically was an expansion. Activision swears up and down that it was not, or Sledgehammer does, whatever. And that last year I'm fairly certain, could be wrong, you have to fact check me on this one. I think they said they were skipping a year. Like, I'm fairly certain at one point Activision said that they were skipping a year for a full-priced Call of Duty experience. And then at some point that changed, and all of a sudden we were getting Modern Warfare 3. So because this wasn't an expansion, they decided to remaster every Modern Warfare 2, the original Modern Warfare 2 maps. And those are your maps for Modern Warfare 3, because that makes total sense. You remastered the second game for the third game. Like, that, duh. So like that on top of it with a campaign that is like weirdly short, weirdly experimental, and weirdly bad, you have this really very strange package of a game that also you can use all your old content from Modern Warfare 2, which is the first time I've ever really done that, where you can just bring everything forward, like all your guns, skins, etc. So it's a weird package. And I think the zombies mode is by far the actual like crown jewel of that, of just like, this is not zombies. Like, and the thing is, like, it's fine. Like, it's not bad. It's actually a pretty cool mode, but it was very jarring pressing A, loading up zombies, and all of a sudden I'm dropped into this open world. I'm like, wait a minute. Whoa.
What's cool about this mode? Because I did not like it one bit.
It's got a sort of open world. What's the word I want to say here? It's got like a Dead Island slash, what's the name of it? I can't think of the name right now. The other zombie game that they went and made.
Dead by Daylight.
Dying Light. Nope. Dying Light.
Did you play Warzone much?
I have played Warzone, but no, it is not like, not extensively. I probably played 5 or 6 matches total.
All right. We played too much Warzone. So that was my issue with it. That's why I asked, what did you find cool about it? Because we stopped playing Call of Duty Warzone because it got not cool.
The Battle Royale thing is just not something I'm into in general. I've played most renditions of it. If I had to pick one, it would probably be Apex. Like, I just like the way that game feels and plays. I like the weapons, etc. I just don't like that style of gameplay. So, but like, this has like kind of a Dying Light or a Dead Island. Like, my biggest problem with those games is that they don't feel good to play, in my opinion. Dying Light's far more melee based, but it's just like, anytime you get any type of guns, like, they're just heavy. And this is, Call of Duty feels good to play. It always has been. That's probably one of the reasons why it's stuck around for so long. So you get, it plays the way you want it to, if that makes sense. However, it's everything else around it, like the way that things spawn in, like your missions, the things that you're tackling, like, it's a little clunky. But once you sort of get the flow and the what it's asking of you, and you get that repetitive cycle going down. Why can't I not think of the word? The loop, that's it. The gameplay loop down. It's actually pretty fun. I think you could even argue it's the best part of the game. And we'll talk about why the multiplayer and the campaign here in a minute. But it's like, it's pretty cool. But it's, like I said, it was very jarring. Like, hey, let's play some zombies. And you load it. It's like if you were playing Gears and you load up Horde mode. And all of a sudden, like, it's just like an open world. You're like, wait a minute. Like, this is literally not what I came here for. So,
yeah, I mean, I am honestly happy you got some enjoyment out of it. I mean, I played that one few, like, maybe hour or so with you, and I was like, never again. I don't need to do, like, there's zombies mode, and then there's Warzone. And that was Warzone.
Yeah, that's fair. And it 100% feels like they just called it zombies because people know what it is. If you hear the word zombies, like, oh, I know what that is. So, I don't think we're alone in that either, of just being like, calling this zombies and loading up was very, very jarring. But again, it almost does it a disservice. Like, you should have just called it something new, because you could almost spin this off into its own thing. Like, now you have the three pillars of Call of Duty, which is Warzone, multiplayer, and zombies. Like, you could have spun this into a fourth one now.
But
like, I guess you still could, but
this is, and again, we'll get more into it, but I agree with you on that point. However, on that same point, it's, you can do that now with Warzone. Like, it's not
right.
Like, it's like, again, like that, I might be saying that quite a bit this review, but like, yeah, it was just Warzone with added zombie skins, which is very, very strange. It should have been, talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda. It should have been like the fan made then developer adopted mode from Halo 2, the zombies mode in that. If you're gonna make a Warzone, have one infected guy and then have him slowly affect everybody else.
Infection. I believe that was actually Perfect. Did Perfect Dark do that first?
I'm
curious to know.
I want to say it was a fan-made hack. Very possible, that yes. We did in Halo 2 first.
Sure, Half-Life did it first, right?
Right.
Sorry, that was really snobby. I don't know where that came from.
But then after that, we went to regular multiplayer. Some good old...
Let me talk about campaign really quickly, just because there's not a lot to talk about. It's bad, straight up. It is they also seem to take some things from Warzone and put it in the campaign. Like, they have this new, quote, open mission structure.
That's just Warzone, though.
Yeah, you're not wrong. that's where like that is where I agree with you that like zombies is just Warzone with a new paint job. This is literally Warzone, but like with like stuff just like bolted onto it. Not all of it. There are a couple like actual Call of Duty missions that you're used to. This feels like an experiment that did, and again, because this quote was, this was not an add-on, but if it, let's hypothetically, if it was an add-on, they needed a campaign because Call of Duty ships with a campaign, right? It's bad. It is straight bad. It's like 3 to 4 hours long. There are so many plot holes, like, which is weird to talk about plot holes for a Call of Duty game, but plot hole city, characters are introduced like that you know are enemies, and then like there's literally just like a one line of just of why this person is here now. Like it's just, it's strange. I don't want to spend any time on it because it's not worth spending time on it. And by now, I don't think it is so bad that it's like this was a mistake. They've also shipped a Call of Duty game without a campaign before, Black Ops 4. So I don't know why they felt this need to ship this. It's super strange, but
it feels like they're advertising Warzone, but I don't understand why, because Warzone is already its own successful thing. I'm so confused.
I think it's more that because they had to do significant rewrites and changes to the engine for Warzone, from what I understand. To me, it feels like, because Call of Duty campaign missions, they take time to create, right? Like that they probably had started the process because at some point they knew this was no longer an add-on. It was a full-fledged product. And they decided to do a campaign. And so they probably had a team working on that, but they only had like something like 16 months or something to work on this. That's not enough time to do a campaign. And it's easier to manipulate the Call of Duty Warzone aspect of it and plug things into it versus trying to make new missions, if that makes sense. I'm not kidding when I'm saying it's 3 to 4 hours long. Like that's with those open missions. So there's only about an hour and a half to 2 hours of traditional Call of Duty missions. And it feels like that they needed more content. And this is what they did. They just kind of plugged things into it and shipped it. And so it's one of those situations where when Call of Duty Black Ops 4 didn't ship with a campaign, people were pretty upset about it, but we still bought it. And you don't even remember that it didn't ship with a campaign. This is an instance where that's what you should have done.
And you still bought it. I'm confused as to why people even.
Right. Why, because you like Call of Duty.
You pretend to care about you. They pretend to care about playing this for the campaign. Your campaigns suck. They're so bad. Like you have of the 45 Call of Duties released, three of them have good campaigns. Even then, they're just meh compared to like an actually good campaign. Like nobody cares. Just stop making the campaign. And like and eight people that continuously will complain about it are going to still buy it. Like it doesn't matter.
So I play the campaign every year, but there are certain campaigns, like you said, that I really like. That original Black Ops is really good. Black Ops 2 is pretty good.
The numbers.
I really like Advanced Warfare. That the reboot of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, that was really good. But like you said, they're few and far between. And it's what's the word I want to use here? I don't think they should stop making them. But I think what they need to do is reel it in a little bit of like, if you make a campaign, it doesn't need to be like you can have fun with it, like you're trying to do with the Warzone thing, and not have it like betray what it is, if that makes sense. Like, because Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War had like a campaign that's kind of similar in terms of like has like these open levels to where you can kind of tackle them in any direction, but they're like little sandboxes. They're almost like little Hitman levels. Do more stuff like that. The Warzone thing, you don't need to do that. Like that's just too much. So that's not about a campaign. It sucks. It's probably the first time that like I've ever played a Call of Duty campaign and be like, you should not play this. Like I've been able to find at least the ones I really don't like. Like I think there's still some fun to be had here. This is one I'm like, no, you can just totally skip it. Like it's not even worth your time.
There's only so many times I could play the AC-130 whatever mission and call it a campaign. Twice. I'm over it.
That original Modern Warfare. The reboot. Oh God, you're naming convention. It's a marriage made in heaven. Xbox can't name stuff. Activision can't name stuff. They're never going to sponsor us again. That original Modern Warfare reboot, like each mission was like its own. You did something unique in every mission, like whether it was like storming a house in complete darkness, whether it was a sniper mission, you know, like that's the stuff that was really good. It's like, give me some variety. Like you can have fun with this stuff. So, all right. Multiplayer, the cream of the crop. This is why we're here. Time to kill has been increased. You can now reload, cancel. It's a little bit faster. You got your shoot house. You got all your maps from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. How are we feeling about this year's game?
Probably the same I felt about the last one, if I recall correctly. I mean, it feels good to shoot stuff in Call of Duty. It's Call of Duty and Bungie. They're Sledgehammer. Let's call it developer Sledgehammer. Who's the other developer?
There's three: Infinity Ward, Treyarch, and Sledgehammer.
Yeah. So between them and Bungie, they figured out the formula of feels good to shoot. They got that down. Like it feels good to shoot in all of these games and all the games that they make. I like the high time to kill in this one. But at the end of the day, I really just don't feel the differences. I feel just don't amount to much. I don't change, and I don't think anybody drastically changes their playstyle depending on the 1.2 seconds it takes longer to kill somebody. You're still going to use the fastest shooting gun. You're still going to use the one hit 50 cal. You're still going to play the exact same way. You're still going to use your score streaks the same way. I really don't feel like it changes too much, even though they changed quite a bit. It's an unfortunate place to be for Call of Duty because they're really in a darn if you do, darn if you don't situation where they can balance this game and tweak things to a point where it is absolutely perfect, pristine. However, you're still going to just be playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, I am someone who has, I cannot sit here and list like which game had what, but like I remember the Pick 10 system when that was, you know, a big thing, and was it the original Modern Warfare did that? Like they definitely changed from year to year. And I think this one, the biggest changes to me is like you sort of pick, I don't want to say you pick a loadout, but you pick like a specialization, and one's like a demolition dude. And so you don't get any tactical throwables, but you do get double of your explosive throwables. So like you can hold two claymores and stuff like that. And there's a lot of little subtleties like that. But I will say some of the other stuff, like there's, instead of perks, you have like specializations and stuff, but they're essentially perks. But it's like you get lightweight gloves or you get climbing gloves. It's all the same stuff. It's just it's Taco Bell. It's all the same stuff wrapped in a different way. And that's fine. Like I will go on record and I'll say it again. I really like Call of Duty. I love playing Call of Duty. It's fun. And the reason it's fun is because it feels good to play. I'm always a gameplay first person. That being said, like I think, if anything, this year has shown us that we do like the changes of flavor of Call of Duty. Like when Vanguard comes out and then the next year Modern Warfare comes out, because this quote not being an expansion, but being an expansion, it's literally bolted onto last year's game. So like you fire it up and like, well, things are different. It literally doesn't feel that much different. Every once in a while, like the time to kill, I know that's been like a big thing. Where people are like, the time to kill has been increased. It's been increased. It's so much better. I don't know that I really noticed. If you would have told me that the time to kill was increased, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like the only thing I noticed is sometimes like I hit the reload button before I should have. Like in my brain, I've gotten used to like, okay, this dude should be down right now. And I'm literally shooting a guy and I hit the reload button and then I die because I'm like, I feel like he should have died. Like, but then I could just chalk that up to being like, this is just a weapon. I don't know. You know, but I think the biggest thing for me too is that having that reset every year of your stats and everything, I don't say it goes a long way, but it's kind of strange hopping into, quote, this year's game and just like having all this stuff. Like, I've got all these weapons that I've maxed out from last year next to all the stuff that I haven't. And it's kind of weird. Like, to me, that's the grind of Call of Duty that I enjoy. I like loading up the game every year, being like, okay, like, what weapons we got this time? All right, I'm going to start with this one. And then you kind of go through your list of weapons, and that's, it's the completionist in me. You know, it's getting all the stars of I'm going to get all the weapons to level 30 or whatever it is. That's the stuff to me that I didn't realize how much I cared about it. I don't dislike this game by any means, but it is very much the same game. But what I miss is that reset, which is, it seems nitpicky, but also like, it's so in my face that I can't really not look at it. If that makes sense.
It does. For me, I've played so much Warzone. I truly don't see a difference here. It's like I never left the game, especially when you throw in those Warzone type of missions, campaigns, etc. It's like, why did I download all this? Like, and that's the other thing too, like, that I don't like about Call of Duty at this point. It wants to take over your entire system. So I had to uninstall several things just to install it. And that works against it as well, because I uninstall all these other games that I may get to or might be in the middle of just to play this game. And it's like, it feels like I didn't take any time away from it. And I really don't know how much a change of scenery does, because again, like I said at the top of the show, I don't remember saying I genuinely like each Call of Duty, but they do get shooting right. It feels good to shoot people in this game, and that has not changed. I don't think that really ever changes. And so all the little tweaks and upgrades and changes, this sadly lost on me, because I don't feel like it forces me to do anything differently. I mean, there was one Call of Duty, I think it might have been Advanced Warfare, that had the traversal effects. So moving around was a bit different, which is cool. Like,
yeah, you had the boosting as well.
Yeah, so that adds something to the game where, like, I'm literally playing this game differently, and how I round a corner and stuff is just completely different. But I feel like when Call of Duty goes back to basics or tries to keep things simple, that's when it's at its worst, because that's when it's the most samey. And I don't realize what, if anything, is new.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. I guess I just, not that you're saying it's a criticism. That's where, to me, the games as a service model, it sort of loses me. I'm a Diablo player. I've been a Diablo player since literally I was a child, like the original Diablo. So there's certain games that are going to call to people. Like, I can load up Diablo at any time, any of them, and have a good time because I know the loop of that game. I know what I need to do, and I enjoy that loop. But like, when it comes to Call of Duty, like you're saying, it's like it's the same sort of flavor over and over. Or when it's not the same flavor, like, you know, you don't even notice it, because even though it's Call of Duty Vanguard, which is World War II, and you might have World War II weapons, it still feels the same. You know, it doesn't, every once in a while they'll try to change it up, like with an Advanced Warfare. But then people get really upset, because Advanced Warfare was that weird one where, like, it was the Man of Steel of Call of Duty, of just like, either you loved it or you absolutely thought it was the worst thing that ever existed. I was on the side of like, I actually really like this. Like, it gave me an Unreal Tournament kind of vibe of just like, it's a little bit faster. If I get shot from the back, I actually have a chance, if I'm good enough, to get out of that situation. And it's just, it to me, it felt good to play. But like, the person I play Call of Duty with most, a friend of mine, he absolutely hated it because it was not what he wanted. But he also doesn't consume games the way that we do. He's more of a, I don't say casual gamer, but like, he only plays the AAA games. He does not play indie stuff. He plays Call of Duty every year, no matter what. And he might play a couple other games that I'm like, hey, you know, Hogwarts Legacy is coming. Yeah, I like Harry Potter, I'll check that out, kind of thing. So the fact that he booted it up and it was something different, it was just like, how dare you? You know, it's just like, you've offended me with your boosting, you jerk. And you're Kevin Spacey. So
he was in that game. You're not, I forgot.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. So you're not wrong, but it's, we've barely talked about the game, but I think that's also a testament to, like, that's kind of the point, right? Is this is exactly what you think it is. And that's not bad, but it is one of the most, the joke is same game every year, but like, this is a literal instance where it's like, no, this is just an expansion, and they can claim it's not, but that almost hurts. Again, if you would just be honest about it, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
I mean, and that's where we're at too. Like, we're not, the conversation now is pointless because it doesn't, this is by far wildly criticized as one of the, wildly criticized as one of the most bland, low effort Call of Duties ever made. And it's selling gangbusters.
Right. It's apparently that it's not doing as well as 2 did, but it's, again, when Call of Duty has an off year, it's still substantially more than any other game. Like, and this actually, this might be the one year that's not. It looks like Hogwarts Legacy might overtake it, which is crazy. But again, most years, an off year for Call of Duty is still, they made a hefty profit.
I mean, which just goes to show it, the conversation around Call of Duty, it just doesn't matter. And I feel like that's a sad thing, because if any game series can take risk and do crazy things, it's Call of Duty. And they're just, and just like you said with that, with your friend, why would they, when keeping it as Call of Duty as possible is how people like Call of Duty. Like, it's what people want, and then they complain about it, but then they continue to play it almost religiously and only for the rest of the year until the new one comes out, and they buy that as well. It's a very strange thing for me, because everyone has their kind of comfort game that they fall into, and watching people play and complain about certain games like Call of Duty or NBA 2K or Madden or even FIFA, I'm just like, you can just not play this,
or play the one that you like, you know, like,
right.
Like there's NHL is a game that I really like, but I played, I don't remember which one, it might have been last year or the year before, and I was like, eh. And so I went up and loaded up like 18 or whatever it was, you know,
it's essentially the same, like, not in the, again, in a good way, because they figured out the formula that works. However, if you don't like something this bad, this much, or collectively, just go play the game, like you say, go play the game that you do like, and don't buy this one, at least not yet.
And it's like, you're not wrong, but we do have to factor in the fact that the community doesn't act that way. Like, the community, when the new game comes out, they drop the old one for the most part. Like, yeah. There are still people playing Black Ops 2. Like, don't get me wrong. But
no, you drop the old one and you play the new one.
Right.
No matter how much you like the old one, no matter how much time you put into the old one, no matter how much you agree this new one sucks, you still say, this is the new one, so we have to switch over. It's such a weird thing to me that I genuinely don't understand. It's not a new gamer thing either. Like every gamer from 14 to 40 who plays Call of Duty does it, and I don't understand why.
It's that thing to where I remember when people were saying Call of Duty was on its way out. Like, that's literally been the during the end of the 360 era, going into Xbox One, like, and PlayStation 3, 4, like, there was this weird, Call of Duty's on the verge of irrelevance. Like, that was the headline that went around so many times, like, Call of Duty's going to fizzle out, Call of Duty's going to fizzle out. And it's like, to me, stay with me, to me, it's like the WWE. As a wrestling fan, we all hate WWE. Because it's terrible at times. Like, it's some of the worst content they've ever put up. But
you're not switching to AEW, like all of you. Like, it's not going to happen.
Right. Like, as someone who's been to more than 75% of the AEW pay-per-views since they've been a part of wrestling in the past 5 years, like, I've traveled all over the country going to these stupid pay-per-views. And I still complain about it because it's like, I even go to the WWE one sometimes. It's because it's so ingrained in our lives. Like this is your option. If you want wrestling,
right,
and you want it, and you want to see it at a production level that is not like an indie show or, you know, in a gym somewhere, this is your option. And that's, it seems like people have not figured out that Call of Duty is that.
No, like, it absolutely is that. And so that's why when they, when that narrative was going around, it wasn't people on the outside of Call of Duty hoping Call of Duty goes down. It was people inside the community hoping for, like, they're looking for something else. Like the game industry does not understand, I don't think has put together that, or rather they just gave up fighting, trying to be a Call of Duty killer. The Call of Duty fans want another shooter. They need another shooter. They're hoping for another shooter. I mean, and that's where other games like Halo come into mind. I'm just like, you drop the ball so hard because these people want other games to play. They are begging for another shooter.
Do they though?
I think they do. I think if you give it to them, they will. If you build it, they will come.
They will come. I see, but then I go back and look at like the typical Xbox fan of being like, yo, we want XYZ on the console. We want Sunset Overdrive. We want Quantum Break.
Okay.
And then they come out and you don't buy them.
Slow down there, Chief. Like, I'll talk about like actual gamers, not Xbox fans. They're dumb-dumbs.
What I'm saying is that it's one of those things where they think they want something new, but then the minute it's different, they don't know what to do with it.
No, I agree. But but the Call of Duty player is a lower common denominator type of thinker. If you give them something just fun enough, and enough people switch, they'll just go over all together type of thing. Like they're like a one mass, like group of thinkers. If a big enough chunk just says, this is pretty good, if not better, then they'll just all go together. Like that's how they kind of move in some weird way. Like you saw it with sports fans. Like sports fans, like for a long time, you had the rivalries here and there. But then it's like, no, 2K is much better now. So we're all moving over there collectively. and then live just goes away, just stops trying. So it's like,
and it takes a lot of things failing for it to happen. Like it could totally happen.
Yeah.
But the competition has to be not only, it doesn't even have to be better, but it has to be marketed and right place, right time. Like to go back to wrestling, like AEW, if they would have tried AEW in 2015, it wouldn't have worked. If they would have tried it now, it probably wouldn't have worked. It was the right place at the right time. They had enough momentum from Japan. They had enough momentum from the Bullet Club. Like so many things fell into place that like, okay, now's the time. And things have tried it. Like Microsoft has tried it with Halo. Killzone. You know, Sony tried it with Killzone. And a lot of times it's not, the game doesn't have to be better. It just has to be the right game, and the competition has to fail at the right time. It's the same thing where the Xbox One and PS4, the best advertisement for the PS4 was the Xbox One. Like they shot themselves in the foot and in the face so many times that it was almost impossible to look at those and just be like, yo, this is a better product. Like I say this as somebody who I will die on this hill of like the Xbox One had a substantially better launch lineup than the PlayStation 5. That's why I went Xbox. I was like, yeah, like the PlayStation 4 is cheaper, but I don't want to play Killzone again. I want to play Killer Instinct. I want to play Dead Rising. I want to play Rise. I want to play Forza. Like those are the games I want to play. And even still people hadn't even played those games. Like, no, you're a fanboy. And I'm just like, I just want to play game. Like, I don't understand. So, we're so far off the topic of Call of Duty. Let's finish up because we will have our year of the end episode, and we can talk more about stuff like Call of Duty. There's going to be a lot to talk about this year with so many acquisitions and the way this year has gone, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we have to talk a little bit of how it plays and the issues that I have of it. And for me, I'll make it precise and say, I don't think the maps are great, and I can't quite put my finger on it of, is it that they took the old maps from Modern Warfare 2 and just sort of cleaned them up? Like your maps have to match your gameplay, right? I've not played Modern Warfare 2 recently, the original Modern Warfare 2, to know that, like, hey, these maps worked, like the speed, the guns, like the whatever, the stuff that you don't see behind the curtain, maybe it worked in those maps. And I think sometimes the game type and the way that the movement is and how fast you move and how quick you kill and stuff like that, it doesn't always mesh well with this set of maps. And there's many times to where there's like a sniper, you know, like there's Call of Duty for a long time had an issue with snipers, of people just like hiding out basically. And they've kind of moved away from that. The maps have gotten a lot smaller. They've also gotten a lot more, you know, geometry in them. So you don't just have these giant sight lines where these snipers can literally just pick you off at any point. Every once in a while, there's a map that'll come along that allows that. But for the majority of it, like, it just doesn't happen anymore. I feel like a lot of these maps, I'm getting sniped by somebody I can't see half the time. And that's that genuine Call of Duty BS that, like, we all put up with, but we all hated, right? And I think eventually Black Ops was, like, the first one that kind of figured that one out, to where they got that rotation down of, like, okay, we'll give you some maps here, but, like, for the most part, you're going to have to start playing with your SMGs and your assault rifles. Like, you can't just sit back anymore. I'm getting old Call of Duty vibes from it, and that's not necessarily a good thing.
But why can't you? Like, I don't – like, that's the thing. Like – that's the thing that confuses me about this game series is people complain about, people don't like sniper rifles,
right?
In a game about shooting, like that baffles me, because you don't, that's never been in a game before to me. Like, even a game like Battlefield is like, no, go ahead and snipe away. That's fine. Climb on top of the building, snipe away. That doesn't bother me. I'll just, like, it all kind of balances itself in some type of way. Halo, please go grab the only sniper rifle in the map, by all means. Like, we're still gonna have fun out here. Call of Duty is literally people every year saying, why is that sniper rifle? Why is sniper rifles allowed? Period. Why is that?
Right.
Why is this SMG allowed? Period. Like, why? Like, it's like, it reminds me of like the very first Overwatch, when it first came out, and how just completely unbalanced it was.
But Reaper was just like, you could just literally murder entire all teams the of things. Reaper.
Yeah, right. But you can break everything with every character in a way, and it was kind of chaotic fun in that sense that people miss. Now it's like Call of Duty is still that chaotic mess, and people are just begging for these balances, these fixes, and it's like, it's never going to happen. Like, it doesn't make sense that a sniper rifle is that powerful and allowed in the game when people like to do it. And if as long as people like to do it, Call of Duty is going to let people do it. Like, this game, at this point in my life, just doesn't make sense to me. Like, the more I play it, the less I even understand it.
Yeah, I'm not quite there, but what I'll say is this version, because it's literally I want to say it's a remake. That's not what I want to say, but like, it's literally harkening back to a 360 game, like. You can feel that. Like, it feels kind of strange. It feels almost like a mod in some ways, of just like, if that makes sense. It's like, this doesn't feel like it's done. And it's not, because it's literally an expansion that they were going to make. And that's what it comes down to, is this is an expansion. They can claim up and down that it wasn't. However, that's what it is. And it feels like it. So will I keep playing it? If my friend keeps playing it, honestly. This is like, there are certain Call of Duties that I will play even when my friends aren't playing it. Like, yeah, I'm having a good time. Like, I enjoy going. The numbers are going up. I like leveling up this gun. I like feeling it, you know, whatever. I'm not getting that with this one. So for me, that's where it falls. It's just like, I'm not getting the urge to keep playing it. And that's really all I need from Call of Duty.
That's the other thing, too. Like, at the end of every game, there's so many level up sounds and lightsabers things. And I'm like, I don't know what I just leveled up. I genuinely don't.
Yeah, this one is a bit nuts in the fact that, like, you can, if you literally watch it, like, and you, what's the word you want to, like, I want to say here, like, if you used to be able to just kind of like hit A and you could go through each section, but this one just kind of seems like an all or nothing. It's like, do you want to skip everything or nothing? If you just watch everything, you don't have time to go back in and like edit your stuff.
The next match will be starting.
Right. The next match will be starting to load. And it's like, that's a positive and a negative, because it's like they've, you know, that 3 to 4 minutes between matches isn't a thing anymore, because we've gotten SSDs and things have gotten better. But at the same time, it's like, so if you only have 2 minutes and you've literally have 90 seconds of things flying up on the screen that no human could possibly understand what they've actually unlocked, that's a problem.
Oh,
that's the stuff. It's just like, this doesn't feel done. This feels thrown together. And that's the best way I can say it.
It happens during game for me. Like I was playing the game. I swear every time I respawn, it's Kingslayer, back from the dead, double kill, triple, like Martin. I'm like, what's going on? Like, I died and I achieved everything. Like, can we stop for a second?
A winner is you. That's all you need to know.
This Call of Duty is no longer, at this point in my Call of Duty career, I can only stand playing Warzone. And I think that's because the Call of Duty fun factor is still there in terms of just the pure shooting aspect of it. And it's me and my friends versus everyone else. And the progression is limited, but at the same time, very clear and linear. The more you give me to do in Call of Duty, the least I want to do. And this game, there's so many customizations, there's so many battle passes, there's so many things to unlock, there's so many things to do, where I don't want to do any of it.
I'm not quite there. What I'll say is, like, this is a bad version of all that. Like, I think there is a version of Call of Duty where it can be a little encumbersome of all the stuff it's doing, but it's all about presentation. And this ain't it. You know, this is the bad version of everything that you just spoke about, basically.
Like, what do you play? Like, why, like, genuinely, why do you play this game? Like not you personally, but just the person who plays Call of Duty. Like, why? Like, I would love to hear from a listener. Like, why do you play Call of Duty? Because each match I played, I spawned and died so many times, rinse and repeat. Even a good game, a quote-unquote good game, when your KD is super high and you got the 50 kills to the 4 deaths. It's like, so what? Like, I don't... It's the most single-player online experience I've ever played in my life. And... just for the listeners' sake, one of my favorite shooters of all time has been Rainbow Six. The Rainbow Six series I love to death, and there, even in a team deathmatch where there's a bunch of respawning happening, there's still a sense of team camaraderie and the ultimate goal being winning the game. There's just not that here at all, and I'm curious as to what you play it for. Even Battlefield still has a glimmer of, dang, I went off and I lost the game.
Right, like we're a team. Like, this is a team effort.
Whereas like you can lose terribly in Call of Duty and it just doesn't matter.
No, like, you're right, and it's. And it's because of that progression. Like, not to answer your question, but like that's what it is. Like, they have figured out progression. That is truly what it is, in my opinion. So, but no, 574-651-9256. Like, that's how you can answer us. It works. Text message or voice, it totally works. So there you go. Anything else you want to say?
No, stop buying Call of Duty. It's not good.
Not going to happen. We're going to keep buying. It's going to be on Game Pass next year. So, yeah.
That's going to be awful. All right.
That's going to do it for this sponsored episode. It's funny to me because, like, we've literally had probably the same conversation to where we're on the other side completely of just like, no, we like Call of Duty.
No, I think I don't agree with the quote unquote hate of Call of Duty. Because again, I don't hate Call of Duty right now. I just don't understand exactly. it.
Right now.
I don't
understand. In five years, you're going to be like, man, why did we ever, why did the other people, just don't even try. Halo, get out of here.
Well, Halo,
Call of Duty
Halo
is back.
Halo got out of here a long time ago, sir.
You know, actually, I've been playing quite a bit of Infinite, and I like that game.
Well, you're an idiot. Cool.
Yeah, I know. Right, that's going to do the sponsored episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a regular episode, which are more traditional. And this will not take place of one of our other episodes in terms of timing. So you're going to get this one in conjunction very shortly. We'll have another regular episode. So that's going to do it for this sponsored episode. We'll see you next time with some Game Pass games.
Good day, sirs.